Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to this Saturday before Christmas. Woohoo! Yes, amen, amen. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Tiffany Bacon, and we're going to have an interesting conversation. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but sometimes, and I do mean sometimes, I consider myself to be an analog girl in a digital world. And if you know where that reference is from, it is from an Erykah Badu song. But basically, there are so many things about the analog life that I hold on to. And I know that in talking with my friends and various people as I pass throughout my day, there are a lot of people who miss that analog, that touch, physical feeling of things. Now that we are in the holiday season, one of those things is our greetings for the holiday. I noticed that I have way fewer cards in my mailbox than I used to. And normally, the new norm since about 4 or 5 years ago is that you get a text or even send a text, because I do that, send a text on Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, or whatever holiday we're celebrating at the time. So are we losing something when we no longer send physical cards, when we no longer actually make a phone call to someone to say happy birthday, to say Merry Christmas, to say Happy New Year? Are we losing something as a people? Although there are so many great gains with technology that you can send quick messages to anyone now and not have to engage in long conversations. But I want to know from you, what are the pros and cons? Do you still send cards and make phone calls on Christmas? Or are you much happier with the new technology and just sending quick little messages so you do not have to engage, but for so long? Where are you on this technological scale? Are you an analog person in a digital world, or are you fully into this digital lifestyle that we're living? We're also going to talk about the effects of not having a lot of human contact, what that can do to your psyche, what that can do to you as a person. And the holiday season can be an extremely lonely season for people, especially if they don't have family in the area that they're living, or if many of their family members have passed on. So my question to you right now, do you still send Christmas cards? Or are you a instant message, text message, Merry Christmas person? Let's start there. Give us a call, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. Are you a Christmas card sending person? Or are you much happier sending text messages or instant messages to say Merry Christmas? 215-263-1039. While you ponder that and let that marinate for a second, let's start off the morning with a moment of inspiration.
Pipe it up. is yet.
The best is yet to come.
Today.
Today is the first day of the best days of your life.
Look at somebody and tell them, say, today is the first day.
Today is the first
of the best days of your life.
Best days of your life.
Look out there, y'all. Tell them. Say it again. Say, today.
You ain't seen nothing yet, for sure, for sure. Welcome to the program. This is Praise in the City here on Praise 103.9 FM, and I welcome you into our program today. I should say into our house, because we're going to be sitting here together for 1 hour discussing communication, technology versus good old-fashioned letters. So I want to know, are you more of an analog person in a digital world? Are you more of a, I like to send Christmas cards and actually visit people on the holidays? Or are you more comfortable sending a text message or an instant message via your email? Where do you sit on that spectrum? Have you completely adopted the technological advances that we have made in the last 10 or so years? Or are you like, you know what, it's really important to get a physical card. It means more to me, or whatever your thought process is. I want to know, excuse me, what your thought process is on it. And we are going to have a discussion this morning about how technology has affected our communication skills. So give us a call. I'd like to hear from you. Are you a send Christmas cards person, or do you just wake up Christmas morning and send that mass happy Merry Christmas text? Give me a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phone. We have Michelle calling in from West Philly on line one. Michelle, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thank you. I was listening to your program this morning, and it's so funny because I still send Christmas cards,
mm-hmm.
and I make my daughter send Christmas cards and give them to her classmates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still an analog person. You know, I like that personal touch.
Right, right, right. And you know, it's funny. One of the reasons why I bring it up is because this morning my mom handed me a stack of Christmas cards to put in the mail. And I started thinking to myself, man, I haven't mailed a Christmas card in forever. Usually I'll see somebody, or I do adopt the mass text on Christmas morning for the people I know I'm not going to see and don't have an address for. So I'm kind of both on that respect, but I do like the idea of going out and buying a box of Christmas cards that are varied and handing them out to people. I really like that.
Yeah, I still do the mass text too, but I really like the Christmas card part because mm-hmm. I like to go back through and look at my Christmas cards that are really nice and pretty from years ago.
Yeah.
And I like to say, oh, wow, I remember this. I really miss her. I got to send her something.
Right.
So I like the analog way because mm-hmm. it's just, to me, more personal.
Yeah.
I think I got 3 Christmas cards this year.
Yeah. How about that?
So like you said, it is dying out, but I don't know. That's probably why the post office is going up on their stamps.
Yeah, okay, how about that? So we need to start sending more cards, and maybe the stamps will come down and we can give them some more business, you know?
Yeah, that is so true. But I think it's more personal.
All right.
Really enjoy sending out just so you can see a visual thought mm-hmm. that I'm thinking of you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate your phone call, and thanks for listening to the program.
Well, you have a good day and enjoy the rest of your holiday and Happy New Year if I don't speak to you again.
Fantastic. Same to you, Mama.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Portia calling in from Camden, New Jersey. Portia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you as well. How are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Thanks. How
Amen.
Are you?
Amen. I'm breathing on schedule.
There you go.
All right. So
I
you
like
would...
to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I like to meet people where they are. I send Christmas cards to people, the old school people like me.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas morning, I am texting all the young people
okay.
and the people that enjoy getting texts.
Okay.
God bless me with a new house this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happily putting my new return address on my cards, and I'm
Yay.
Sending them out.
Amen. That is a blessing. Well, congratulations on the new home. I hope you really
Thank
enjoy
you.
That. Yeah, it's going to be great, right? Christmas time in your new spot. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God is good.
Amen. All the time. All right. Thank you so much, Portia. Congratulations again on the new home. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rhonda calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Rhonda, good morning. Live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Breathing on schedule. Thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Awesome. So are you an analog person and you like to send Christmas cards, or would you rather send the mass text on Christmas morning?
I'm going to make you laugh. I'm a card person.
Uh-huh.
And I send my cards out the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you are super old school.
And I make sure I'm that first person that my people get that card from.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's a great way never to forget to send somebody a card, I tell you
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And wow. I get, you are so early. Well, when should I send them?
Yeah,
what's early?
Right. The day after New Year's? Come on now.
It is.
And you'll be late. I have received a couple of super late Christmas cards before, but that's okay.
I get them too, but it seems like now my people are starting to adapt. I'm getting them a little earlier now.
Yeah, but that's all right. I'm glad that you're still keeping the post office in business and sending out those cards right after Thanksgiving. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
All right, Mama. Thank you so much for your phone
All right,
call, and
thank
thanks
you.
For listening.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
We are Praise 103.9 FM this morning. We're talking about, are you an analog person in a digital world, or have you completely adopted to the digital technology when it comes to greetings and communication? Do you still send Christmas cards, or are you a mass text Christmas morning individual? Give me a call. Let me know where you stand on this. 215-263-1039. I did notice yesterday that I have way more Christmas cards than I ever had in my life, I think. And even when you meet someone face to face, it's something about that. And I've been guilty of it. I haven't always given out cards. I guess when you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of your day, your year, you're trying to meet deadlines, you're trying to put food on the table, or whatever it is that you have going on in your mind, you look up and you're like, oh my goodness, Christmas is 2 days away. It's too late to send a card. Everybody's out of the office. I'm not going to see them. So you miss those opportunities. But it's something, I don't know. It's something about being given a card, something about getting one in the mail, because your mail is probably 80% bills, and you're like, yeah, I'll see y'all. But then when you get a Christmas card, it is something that is very, very personal. So I'd love to hear from you. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Do you send Christmas cards still, or are you a mass text Christmas morning kind of person? 215-263-1039. And I'm not saying this to skew you one way or the other, or to assume that one is better than the other. I just like to know where you are in the technological spectrum, especially this Christmas season. So let's go right back to the phones. We have Angie calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Angie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you feel?
I'm breathing on schedule. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm blessed by the best.
Amen.
I like to send cards out, and I also like to call them Christmas morning, wish them Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and my church members, too.
Okay, awesome. Yes. Well, that's good. So you cover all the bases. So you're not leaving any out.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy 2014.
All right, and same to you, Mama. God bless you as well. Take care. We want to continue to receive your phone calls about if you're a card person, do you like to send Christmas cards, or if you like to send a mass text on Christmas morning. But let me read you a couple of things about how technology has affected our modes and ways of communication. This is something that was printed in, let me get the year right, in 2010, and this comes from the Northern University of Iowa. And so here they state that technology can also be harmful with our ability to deal with conflict. These days, when you have a problem with someone, you can just send them an email or a Facebook message rather than confront them face to face and tell them what is wrong. Many people in society are beginning to take the easy way out when it comes to conflict. Now, the interesting thing about that, you know, in this instance, we are talking about sending greetings and sending love and things like that. But if we are constantly reducing our way of communicating with people to simple, quick messages, we are losing also our ability to communicate and communicate well. So how then are we able to handle a situation that is more than what we expect? How then are we able to handle something like conflict when you do see that person? So we lose that art, and we become, I guess, a more impulsive and, to some degree, a more reactionary society, which, depending on your mental state and depending on what else is going on in your life, could also matriculate into becoming more violent. We're already violent, but imagine becoming more violent. So here's a situation where, while we may be talking about Christmas cards, we also have to think deeper about what are we doing when we change our habits. Are we losing the art of caring for one another, of communicating, of being able to really tell somebody's intention? You can't really tell somebody's intention or feelings when you're reading a text message. Somebody could say Merry Christmas all day long, but there could be a hint of Merry Christmas. And you know they don't really want you to have a Merry Christmas. They're probably cussing you under that or what have you. Or they could say it in a way, if you spoke to them, they could say Merry Christmas, which could give you the indication that maybe there's something wrong. And if that's your friend or family member, that could be the signal to investigate further. Maybe that person needs a little extra time, a little extra one-on-one time, a little extra FaceTime. That's just something to think about. We're going to matriculate into another question about that. But let's stay on the Christmas card circuit. Would you rather send Christmas cards, or are you a mass text individual on Christmas morning? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Matriculating into the other question, do you feel that we are losing our ability to communicate well if we totally adopt the new technology? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Kim calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Kim, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
All right. right. I'm totally for mailing Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I feel as though, and I know for myself personally, that we are losing it because of modern technology.
We
have to keep sending each other cards. It's more personable.
Yeah. And what do you think would happen? Like, say, if you didn't receive any cards or any kind of physical greeting from anyone for a number of years, how would that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm not human.
Mm.
It really does. It makes me feel like, I really feel as though it's just like a baby getting a touch from its mother.
Mm.
You don't have that human touch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they say that's important. Children who aren't hugged enough or touched enough, especially right after birth, you know, do have a different temperament, a different way of being. I don't have the scientific terms for it in front of me, but I will look it up. So that there is truth to that.
Yes, but that's the way I feel. And I know because I've experienced it through my godson's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him a trunk party at my address.
Mm-hmm.
And she delivered a mass text to invite the guests.
Okay.
And only 3 people arrived from a mass text. And to me, that was so cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't warm at all.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We have to be very mindful not to lose a lot of the old traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new things are just, the new things are just too cold.
Yeah.
It's not human.
All right. I thank you so much, Kim, for your thoughts. And I thank you for listening to the program for sure.
Okay. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas.
God bless you. And you have a fantastic Christmas as well.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Tony calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Tony, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I won't complain about anything.
I know. That's right, girl. All right. So what do you say?
I don't send cards.
Okay. That's
I'm not a card sender. I mean, everyone knows that I don't send cards. I don't send birthday cards because I'm a personable person. I know everyone's birthday. I call everyone because I like to hear their voice over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The texting, I'm not good at because I'm a little bit older, but not as old. But I think that when you text a person, it's like, okay, should I respond to that? Or what is this person talking about? And normally I just pick up the phone and call and say, okay, what is this? What are we doing? Where are we going?
Right.
Before?
Right.
You know, technology has just made people just stay behind closed doors and isolate themselves. That's how I feel about it.
Interesting you say that because that's a word that constantly comes up. It makes you stay inside you.
Yes.
When you're just in front of the computer or if you're just in front of your phone or you're just in front of your tablet or whatever it is that you're using to communicate with people other than, you know, the physical phone call.
Right.
But if you're using the text part.
And I even try to tell some people who go online to even, you know, when some people go online to watch church sermons and stuff like that, which that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to, you know, find a good Bible-based church and, you know, fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. And some people feel as though, well, I'll stay in front of my computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, it's an isolation. And
right.
That's some aspects, that's not good.
Right,
that's
right. All right. Good comments, Tony. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You have a blessed one. May God continue to bless you in the near future.
Oh, thank you so much. And may God do the same for you. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Our phone number is 215-263-1039. Let's go to Mr. Dunn calling in from Logan. Mr. Dunn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Tired.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. I feel you on that. All right. So are you a Christmas card giving person or do you rather send the mass text?
I'll probably send the mass text.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I also send the card to parents back home, like
okay.
Grandparents that don't use technology.
Okay. And where, may I ask, where are you from?
I'm from Jamaica.
Okay. So how come you don't send cards here?
Because ain't nobody doing that no more. Majority of my friends are young. I'm 31 years old on Monday coming. So
uh-huh.
Majority of my crews is old, young folks. So I'll send cards no more.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think would happen if you did send your younger friends a card? How do you think they would
respond? Like, like I'm weird.
Really? They would look at you like you're weird?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. That's really interesting.
So I reserve the card sending to my peoples in Jamaica, like my great-grandmama and all of them, that's been, you know, used to a card coming in Christmas and birthdays. But other than that, I send a text to my boys, whoever.
Right. You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, because you're the first person to really clearly identify an age gap here. Older people would much rather have the cards, and younger people, as you said, would look at you like you're crazy or something, which is interesting, because now I want to ask, do you think that younger people are losing the ability to truly communicate? So I want you to think about it. I'm going to have to take a break. I want you to think about it. If you want to, you can call back and answer that question.
Okay.
Anyone else who is 30 and under can call and answer that question. Do you think young people in particular are losing the ability to truly communicate? In fact, I have a few more seconds. My producer says I have a few more seconds if you want to answer that question for me. Mr.
Well, I think they're losing the need to communicate, you know, verbally on paper. So technology took over. So basically, it's going to be a technology era right now for the young folks like myself.
Mm-hmm. And but what about face to face? Because, you know, a lot of this is related to there have been a lot of scientific studies that describe the importance of having physical touch, hearing a person's voice, having that actual connection to another human being. And there's a lot of scientific research done on that. So if you are not reaching out or not making a phone call and you're completely isolating yourself except for random groupings.
I'm one person that I'm going to isolate myself this year, so I don't know about nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to isolate myself this year because I'm turning 31.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Dunn. I really appreciate your phone call, and I thank you for listening to us this morning.
All right, send a shout out to my pastor, Chuck Coleman.
All right. Thank you so much, and you have a very happy Christmas.
All right.
Take care. All right. So I want to know from you all, do you think that folks 30 and under, or I should just classify younger people, are they losing their ability to communicate if they fully adopt the new digital technology? Still answering your questions about the Christmas cards, but I want to know, do you feel that there is a big loss in the ability to fully communicate if you completely use technology as a way of transmitting messages and not face-to-face, not voice-to-voice? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. While you call in with your answers, we're going to take a break and return with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of our program today. So I want to get you on the phone. We initially started talking about, do you still send Christmas cards or are you a Christmas morning mass texter? Then we received, and you can call in and still answer that question. Then we received a call from a 30-something, and happy early birthday, sir, to the man who called in a little while ago, who said that if he sent his friends a Christmas card, they would look at him like he was crazy. So that prompted me to ask you the question. Do you think the younger generation is losing their ability to communicate fully by totally adopting the new technology and its ways of communication? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. I see someone's on the phone. I'm going to get right to you, but let me read you something from an article that was published in the New York Times in 2012. In fact, April 25th, 2012. And the article is called The Antisocial Effects of Social Media. And it says, and I quote, I'm looking through my points here. And it says, in lacking conversations, we also have fewer opportunities to self-reflect. Children develop in the context of relationship. Emotions drive behavior and are central to all relationships. These emotional connections give us feedback towards a heightened self and social awareness, promoting thinking, reflecting, and understanding of what is going on within and between us. The article goes on to say, for our children truly to become successful personally, socially, and academically, we all need to start connecting emotionally. So I want to get your response to that, because it's kind of driving what we were saying in the example that the young man gave earlier. Now, while we may have just been talking about Christmas cards, but there is something to that, that listening to someone's voice, that reaching out and touching them even through a card, the written word, it's a special message. Do you think that the young people really, younger people, because I'm not some old lady over here, younger people are losing that special way that we have to connect and communicate if they fully adopt to social media and new technology? The number to call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to line one and speak with Ashley calling in from West Oak Lane. Ashley, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Awesome. What's your comment?
I wanted to say I'm 23 years old, and I find that it is difficult to find people in the same age range or generation, if you will, mm-hmm. that are able to communicate well. And I think it does have a lot to do with the texting. I mean, I grew mm-hmm. up with that. You know, it was just starting out when I was younger, and mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of evolved into this huge thing. And I look at, you know, I had younger cousins and stuff. They like cannot communicate. Everything they say is like in text, and I think it's a problem. People don't know how to spell anymore.
Right.
They don't know how to express themselves fully, express their emotions fully, because they don't practice using that vocabulary. You have to be quick when you're texting, you know, since we don't write letters, we don't write Christmas cards anymore. I think it takes a toll, and. You can't express yourself emotionally, so you can't develop emotionally as a younger kid coming up, I think.
Right. So how do you think it may have affected you? And have you, I guess you can say because of your comment, you've noticed it. Is there anything that you have done or plan to do to fully invest yourself emotionally if you feel like you're lacking?
Oh, well, I do. I personally do a lot of like journal writing. Mm-hmm. I do write Christmas cards. And my husband and I, we make Christmas baskets and stuff like that. We write our own Christmas cards a lot of the times. Instead of buying one that says what, you know, Hallmark wants you to say, you know, we write it ourselves. And I find like he's the type of person, he likes to call people. He doesn't like to text.
Right.
And so I see that we're able, you know, we communicate well, whereas some, like I said, our younger cousins, and I think it's like, you know, a gradual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're teenagers, and it's like a totally, in that little 10-year time space, it's a completely, totally different. They can't express themselves, and it's crazy because it's all because of the technology. You're writing posts; those have to be short.
Right.
You know, you have Twitter, they limit your characters.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no time for anybody to be able to express themselves, and therefore they can't learn to express themselves.
Interesting. You said with Twitter, they limit your characters. I'm like, is Twitter also limiting your character?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Could it really be that? All right, thank you. Right, you're expressing yourself in 140 characters or less.
Right.
What can you really express in 140 characters or less? Not saying you have to, you know, practice being long-winded, but there's, you know, you need to know the levels. It's important.
Yeah.
Need to know
those
levels.
True. That's very true.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate your phone call, and I'm glad you don't feel like I'm like saying, oh, you young people, you don't know anything, because,
oh, no.
Honey, I am no old lady, so that's why.
Anybody that opens their eyes can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to James calling out of Germantown. James, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Fantastic.
I'm doing good.
All right. What's your comment on our subject today?
Oh, my gosh. You're just talking about so many things that I care about.
Yes.
For my children, who are both in college, I have a daughter that calls me every day, and we just conversate, and she's really a great conversationalist. But my son, he's cryptic.
Mm.
He'll text me, but I'll call back to force a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't allow that to just control our relationship, because we need that communication. I can't, as you said, figure out how well he's doing
mm-hmm.
through a text.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says that, I did okay with the test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I hear him say it, I know he struggled. But if it comes through a text, I think he did well.
Right.
So I need to hear that communication. I need to probe him so I can encourage him and hold him accountable.
Right.
So you need that communication. And as you said, technology kind of pushes you in a direction where you can take the short way out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that. And even when I use it, some of my friends will say, well, you sent such a long text because I want to communicate.
Exactly.
I want you to feel my point.
Exactly. I need you to understand what I'm saying fully. No
right.
misunderstandings.
Can you feel me?
Right. Can you feel? And there we go back to the touch, the importance of touch to the human. It is so important. That's why we say things like, do you feel me? Like, not just do you hear me, do you feel me?
Exactly.
Is there a connection there? Awesome. Thank you for doing the work with your children, making sure that they don't get lost in the technological, isolated world. And I'm not saying all of that. Let me just be really, really extra clear. I'm not saying all this like I am land blasting technology. I love technology, but we have to have a balance, though.
Exactly. I agree with you because my daughter likes to FaceTime. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's great that we can do that. I can see her outfits and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can laugh and giggle and play. She can show me certain areas where she's traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So technology definitely has its place, especially when you need that quick blurb, like I'm
right.
on my way or get ready.
Right.
You don't need that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be your consistent means of communication.
Right.
What I love about my fiance and I, we know the power of communication and touch and feel. So we do affirmations and, you know,
awesome.
You can't do affirmations over a text. You have to call and say, these things happen,
mm-hmm.
and I just bless God for it.
Amen.
So we can share that energy through a conversation.
That's true. Very, very true. Thank you so much, James. God bless you and your future wife. And thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Christine calling in from West Philadelphia. Christine, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi.
This is a perfect subject. I'm getting ready to go home. I'm leaving work
mm-hmm.
and getting ready to go home. And I've been fasting all night in reference to having a conversation with my goddaughter who's struggling with communication.
Okay.
She's been through a lot in her 14 years. She's just been with me for a year.
Okay.
So I've just been praying, been in my Bible, been asking God to strengthen me so I can show God
mm-hmm.
when I go home and talk to her. So I use Facebook as my ministry.
Mm, okay.
I got off of Facebook because I'm not the best of spellers. So, but God said, don't worry about that. I got you.
Okay.
So as I'm walking my Christian walk this time again,
mm-hmm.
I've been Facebooking with ministry, and that's where I'm at with the technology.
Okay.
So, and I'm enjoying this Facebook walk this time also.
Okay.
But going home with the boldness of Jesus and the spirit that he's given me this
mm-hmm.
morning,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put out all of my wisdom and what I have for my ministry to my goddaughter because
mm-hmm.
she's struggling with communication. She gets angry when I asked her to let's talk or she heard or because we're in counseling and all that.
Okay.
And I said something earlier this week that she didn't like. So all week she's been on a negative.
Mm,
so
okay.
I'm like, Jesus, I need your help.
Yeah,
I need
yeah.
you. I got to reach this young girl because she's a nice looking young girl and
mm-hmm.
she's, you know, active in the street. Far as, you know, going to school, she's good in school, but
okay.
she doesn't have the mentality of just reaching out and letting go of her past.
Okay.
You know, so I just want to share with her, she's not the only one who's been through something.
Right,
but if
right.
she just let go and let God guide her, and I'm not the enemy.
Right.
You know, but she just hears, she hears her past.
Right.
She can't get past the past.
Well, I will say this, Christine, I'm sorry, because I am going to have to move on to a couple more
sure.
calls before
mm-hmm.
I close. But I'm really glad to hear that you guys are in counseling, because it sounds like, you know, she is going to need she's going to need additional assistance with
mm-hmm.
bringing all that old stuff out. It sounds like it's just backed up in her, and she's going to
mm-hmm.
need that help to get it out so she can communicate smoothly with you, and then she can fully receive. She's listening to you. I'm quite sure she's listening to you. She hears you, but she just can't express what she's hearing. She can't digest what she's hearing because she's impacted with all that other stuff. So please,
yeah,
as long as you can,
more, yeah.
yeah, please, as long as you can, keep her in counseling and still pour into her. You know, it is a hard battle. I understand that. But you can win that battle, you know, and you
oh,
just
sure.
keep praying on
victory.
It. I know that's right. Thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for the
all
phone
right, God
call.
Bless you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Leon calling in from West Philadelphia. Leon, good morning. You're live on the air.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Things are working for my good, thanks.
Amen. All right. What's your comment?
Well, I agree. You mentioned something about a balance, and I think it should be a balance. And of course, we know we're living in a world of technology, and you have to be up on what's happening technically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's being abused, especially when it comes to our communication, our written communication as
mm-hmm.
well as our verbal communication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the work world, you know, you may have to do a memo or something. And most especially young people, when you're doing text, you're using acronyms, you're
right.
using abbreviations.
Right.
And I think because of that, they're losing their ability to be able to articulate or to write,
mm-hmm.
I think is very important that we do. And one thing one of your former callers said also, your previous callers,
mm-hmm.
I think we lose our ability to communicate and to be personal
mm-hmm.
because body language is very important.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember an example, me and a person, we was communicating at work, and we were sending each other emails.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow miscommunication came in, and I was sending her an email, and she was sending me one back, and I was sending her another one, and I said, wait a minute, let me call this person,
mm-hmm.
because, as you said, your voice tone, and if you're facing one another,
uh-huh.
eye contact, body language, and
mm-hmm.
all those things are very important, because it may sound like I'm being disagreeable,
mm-hmm.
but my body language
is telling you something
you,
else.
Show that I'm not being really
right
disagreeable. I'm just misunderstanding. We're just having
exactly.
a misunderstanding that we can easily resolve.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, again, that ties into the need to see someone, talk to someone, hear
right.
the voice, touch the person. That's how you really fully develop the connection, because there is really no strong connection when it's just quick little messages, quick little words. And with that, I'm going to have to say thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate you listening to the program this morning.
Thank you.
All right. You take care and have a great
day.
Have a blessed day. All right now. Bye-bye. Let's go to, I guess, our last caller of the day, Janice, calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm
thank you.
Agreeing with the young man that just called.
Mm-hmm.
Communication is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talking, we looking at people, but they don't know what you're saying, so it's hard to figure them out.
Right.
And I was raised, when you communicate, my mom, you know, she didn't want us to talk,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking and I'm loving it. Because guess what God gave you that tool for?
Mm-hmm. To talk.
To communicate.
To communicate, exactly.
And
reach
out. Taking, and the technology is making money off of what, and we're being dumb to the fact that we can talk because nobody knows what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't speak.
That's right. Very good.
I just wanted to say that and, you know, to let people know that technology is something that's good, but we overuse it.
Okay. All right, Janice. I appreciate your phone call, and I definitely appreciate you listening this morning.
You have a blessed Christmas and a blessed New Year, okay?
Thank you. You do the same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And with that, final words, you know, it is really, really important, and it's so easy to get lost in our phones. If you have a smartphone, those phones really are smart, man. You can do just about anything in the palm of your hand, and that's a beautiful thing. But don't forget, you're human, and the people you deal with are human too. So reach out and touch, go see somebody, do like we used to do when you didn't have a voicemail on your phone, when all you had was an answering machine and maybe you didn't have that. Go visit somebody, knock on a door and say hi to your friend and family. See folk, spend time with them, give them a call this holiday season. So I challenge you to do that. For all the people you will text, let's make a few of those texts an actual phone call. And reach out and touch. With that, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. I'll see you before the New Year, so I'll save that for later. But anywho, have a very Merry Christmas. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you guys for all that you do. Stay with us because Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.